Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus. For this is true revival. Love is all they need. Everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. I'm excited for you today because my guest, Dr. Clarice Fluett, is going to release a teaching that will be life transforming for you. It's a teaching on the power of honor and what we're seeing God do with honor in these days, how it'll open doors, how it'll promote, and how dishonor can actually demote and can keep you from coming into the fullness of destiny. So Dr. Clarice, it's wonderful to have you with us as
I'm
always.
Oh, I'm so excited to do that. And this is such a wonderful topic, and it can help people so much. You know, I was thinking about the time my son was 12 years old. And he had done a dishonorable thing, and I was punishing him. He was much too old to be spanked or anything. And I said, you go in your room, and you just read the book of Proverbs. And about 30 minutes later, he came, his red hair and his eyes are red. And he said, I'm not going to read it. You can't make me read it. And I said, why? And he says, every page calls me a fool. I said, you know, sometimes people look in a mirror instead of breaking the mirror. If you want the benefit, let's embrace what the Word of God is telling us to do. And as I began to do a study about honor, I found out the promises of God that he says, if you'll do this, this is what's going to happen.
Yep.
And so we're living in a generation, oh, my goodness, where... You know, just listening to the candidates and the political leaders of our world.
There's so much dishonor.
It is, and nothing is sacred. Nothing is sacred.
I know, and you know, when you see public figures dishonoring, then it's like it just is an example for everyone else to follow. And we see it even in the body of Christ. I hate to say it, but we see so much dishonor in the body of Christ. And years ago, Clarice, I noticed something consistently, is that people that dishonored others got disqualified in their calling. It's like they would be the most gifted people, and they should have been, you know, promoted and catapulted into fruitful ministry, but instead they were held back. And oftentimes they didn't even understand why they were held back, but I could see it because they had dishonored authority, they dishonored others who were ministering, and sometimes openly dishonoring them, not just behind the scenes, but openly. And then I noticed that people that were honorable, they got promoted. They got blessed by God. And so I know this is a key, and I'm very excited what you have to share.
I'm excited when I saw it myself. There are many people that have the power, but they don't have the honor and the character to contain the power that God wants to. We want to see, oh, Lord, we need those that can heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out devils, preach the word. But their integrity is just the kind they don't have the character to handle. It's like trying to put a 220 voltage through a 110 outlet. And so it's destined to blow up. So if we want, I love to say, if you want the benefit of walking in integrity and progressive revelation, then we have to see what makes God happy.
Yep.
Trying to please does not necessarily produce pleasure. You know, if you desire to say, Lord, what is it that makes you happy? He says, for my pleasure, you are created. So we're going to find out what makes God happy.
Right.
I asked him, I said, what makes you happy?
Yeah.
And he said, I do. And so when you begin to realize it takes God to make God happy.
Right.
And so our countenance, conduct, and conversation is either going to draw God or repel God.
Right.
And it's kind of like taking a bath. People know if you do or don't.
Yeah.
And God knows, you know, that integrity is so important in our life. So when we talk about honor, I made a few notes here, and that God requires, he doesn't request, he requires honor from his family. Yeah. And that if you and I are people that are saying, I want the benefit, I want to grow in the grace and knowledge of God, then we begin with honor. Mm-hmm. And he says, first of all, he says, I want you to honor me. Second of all, I want you to honor your mama and your daddy. and that it doesn't mean that they even have to be honorable.
I know, it's true.
Isn't that amazing?
He didn't stipulate it. Mm-mm. He just said, honor Mm-mm. your mother and father
He is the one that chose your mother and father, mm-hmm. that this is where your life would come from. So when you dishonor your parents, then you're dishonoring him. You don't have to particularly like them, but you have to love them and honor them.
You don't have to agree that everything that they're doing is right.
No.
But they still need to be honored as your parents.
You have to, with your mouth, the words that you speak, and to be able to do that. So once you realize this is just a decision, I choose to agree with God, and that we begin to find out dishonor is the seedbed to all of the manifestations of sin in our life. I believe that's the seedbed. That's where it comes from. When we choose to have covenant with God on our terms, therein lies you're just going to get into a big bunch of trouble right there. And we see people with that every day. They pick and choose what part of the Word of God they want to agree with. And as we agree with God and then we give honor to Him, then promotion comes. Yeah. It's just a part of the way it goes. So He says, I want you to honor your employer.
Yeah.
You know, that you run a business, I run a business, and people dishonor you it's not a matter of disagreeing with you, it's how they disagree.
Yeah.
How they disagree with it. They've got to keep in mind, each of us have to keep in mind, that honor is something that you show to people that have responsibilities that you may not be aware of what they're doing, so consequently giving them that. And then it says that we are to honor believers, all believers. I think it's in Romans 12:10. It says, be kindly affectionate one to another. To be kindly affectionate. It is the kindness of God that causes people to be born again.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
You're one
beautiful.
Of the most kind people I've ever met.
Aww.
And it's just instinctive to you. It's a gift that God has given you. And everybody sees it. You know, and that's it's like a magnet that draws love. Love draws.
Mm-hmm.
And what we yield our body to, you know, that when we begin to see love draws love, death draws death, positive draws positive, negative draws negative. Yeah. So what you put out, it comes back to you. Full measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over.
Yeah.
And we're to show, this is one of those toughies, that we are to show honors to leaders.
Yeah.
We have a lot of leadership in this day and time that is very controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Decisions that are being made that affect our freedom, our liberty, and everything. You say, well, how can I speak well?
Yeah.
Because God is the one that gives promotion.
And there's a difference between, like, you can honor a leader because they're in a position, like let's say the president of the United States, for example.
Right.
I might not agree with every decision that's being made, and you know, I might have different convictions on things, but still, it doesn't give me any right to put him down as a person or to defame him in his position.
Mm-hmm.
It is like to pray for him, and it's perfectly okay to talk about the things that you might disagree with.
Absolutely.
You know, that is needed in freedom of speech. We need to be able to bring forth the convictions that we share, but in honor. And it's same in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've got friends that have different convictions from me on different subjects, and I honor them in their convictions, although I feel absolutely fine sharing the strength of my conviction, but it's still keeping honor of them. And so we have to learn how to do this, to be a strong voice for righteousness and truth and for the conviction that we carry, but to give honor.
Well, to disagree without being disagreeable.
Yeah.
We have to learn in our marriage and with our children and with the people in every area that you have the ability to be one that would say, now, I don't see it quite that way.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've had to tell even my children, I love you, and this is not a love question. I don't agree with the choices that you're making at this point, but you cannot lord over the heritage of God.
Exactly.
And you can't delegate a relationship.
But you can value them,
which
is to honor them.
Now, I hope people get that you bring value to people that in the way that you speak to them and about them.
Right.
That is very, very important. And people say, well, just exactly what is honor? And I think it's interesting, you know, that it's someone with excellent character, you know, that they have exercised themselves. They avoid lies. They avoid doing things that are controversial in the sense of dishonoring other people. They have integrity. It shows high esteem toward God and toward mankind. And when we do that, it's reflected and absorbed mm-hmm. in our countenance, our conduct, and our conversation. So when we say, I want to be a person that, as we began our conversation, I want to be able to be, say, an extension cord of the power of God, mm-hmm. the word of God, I want to heal the sick, I want to raise the dead, I want to cast out devils. God, yeah. use me, use me, use me. Well, he says, you and I have a little inconsistency, and I'm not changing. In order for you to move where you want to yep. move, somebody's going to change. It's not going to be God. And mm-hmm. he says, if you will do these things, mm-hmm. now by faith I can be, but because I be, then I'll do.
Yes.
Does that yep, make sense?
Totally.
If I be the righteous of God, and then I see these inconsistencies and flaws in my own character, countenance, conduct, then I can embrace change.
Yeah.
I get around people that are absorbing and reflecting the life and the light of God, rather than spending my time with people that are their character does not absorb mm-hmm. and reflect the character of God. So your companions are yeah. really, really important.
Really important. You know, I think a great biblical example of honor is David. Mm. Because, I mean, David wasn't honored himself, even in his own family, mm-hmm. When Samuel came to find the one he was going right. to anoint as the next king. David wasn't even considered by his family. He was just the young kid out with the sheep mm-hmm. sort of thing.
Sing to
and
sheep.
Of course, he got brought in and anointed. But Saul was still the appointed king. So even though David was anointed to be king, Saul was the appointed king. And David never badmouthed Saul. He never treated
Amazing.
Him wrong. He always honored Saul. And Saul made some huge mistakes with mm-hmm. David. Mm-hmm. And David was always respectful. Even in the very beginning when Saul wanted him to wear his armor.
Yeah.
David respectfully declined.
Yes.
You know, it was beautiful the way he did it. And then later, when Saul was after his life to take him out, to have him killed and everything, when David could have taken Saul's life, he didn't.
That's amazing. What a lesson that we can learn. And that's Old Testament truth.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
we
so
have so
beautiful.
Many New Testament prophets with Old Testament mentality
yeah.
where they're seeing death, doom, and destruction all the time. And that's not honorable to God's word to me. You know, that when we begin to, you hear, well, California's going to fall off in the ocean and this is going to happen. And even though you may be moved to think like that, don't speak it.
Right.
You know, hold fast to your horses right there right. in the middle of that. And let's agree with God. Whatsoever things are lovely, pure, true, if there be virtue of praise.
Right.
These are the things that gives honor to God. Honor is not a special anointing.
Right.
You know, people think, I'll just get the anointing of honor.
It's part of the character
of God.
Yeah.
of God. And it's a decision. Mm-hmm. It's not an anointing. It's a decision. Mm-hmm. And that if your character has been poor, then read about the contents of saying, yeah. this is what constitutes. Then begin to employ that discipline into your life. Mm-hmm. Stop doing the silly things that you're doing and let God build to that character line upon line,
right.
precept upon precept. And that when you're with, once again, you know, being able to see the people you identify with and the people that you read, I've heard it said many times that the greatest change in your life will be determined by the books you read and the people you affiliate mm-hmm. with. And so let's read good books. Let's read God's book.
Right.
Let's read other books of integrity yeah. and character and accept the challenge. Don't murmur. Don't complain. Don't backbite. Don't find fault.
Mm-hmm.
And begin to accept that I'll be a life-giving spirit. That gives honor to God.
Yeah. Even in the glory realm of heaven, like when we read it, you know, in the book of Revelation, mm-hmm. and it talks about all the activity around the throne, there's so much honor that is
yeah.
pregnant in the atmosphere. And it even says, I mean, they're singing it, honor.
Honor and power and glory.
All honor and
yes.
power and glory unto him. All wealth and wisdom unto him. All honor unto him.
Yeah.
And it's like the atmosphere of the glory realm is pregnant with honor. And God wants us
to live
in that supernatural environment. And there's something about, like, when you honor someone, like, even with finance, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I've been feasting off of many leaders in my lifetime that have really poured into my life
mm-hmm.
and that. And it's beautiful to be able to sow into their lives. Like, not because of any reason, you know, not because, well, they were speaking, so I'm going to give them an honorarium
right,
or something.
Right.
And it's interesting that they're called honorariums,
yeah.
right? Because we're honoring
yeah.
their service.
Mm-hmm.
But even spontaneously saying, you have touched my life in such a rich way. I want to honor you for that. And it's like I can feel every time that I've stepped out to do that, I can feel the pleasure of God, because it's like all honor is unto him. So when we are honoring someone for an attribute of God that they put into our life, it's like that honor goes back to him, and you can feel the pleasure. And any time that I've done it, and I like to do it with intentionality, any time that I've done it, there's been this reward from God. It's just so beautiful, the pleasure that he receives from that. He loves honor.
Oh, absolutely.
And he responds to honor.
Well, you know, that's something we need to be able to help the people with, you know, that are watching right now. You say, how do I give honor to God? And that you think, oh, the lights have to be low and the music has to be sweet and I have to be in a, you know, a state of grace. At any given moment, you can just raise your hands and blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and clap your hands. And love not expressed is love not believed or received.
Right.
So I find strengthen yourself with the joy of the Lord.
Wonderful.
Strengthen yourself. Make a decision. Get up. You say, well, I don't sing or I don't do this. Get up and do something in a positive way. Get the mully-grullies off
God
of you.
That way.
And that's, you give honor. Honor to God when you're washing the dishes. Your attitude toward it can certainly honor God when you're cooking, when you're any menial task.
Oh, let's do it right now.
Oh, let's
Lord,
do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I love you, Lord. I honor you for your goodness
yes,
for your
you
truth
do, Lord
and
God.
For your bounty. We want the whole world to know
right now,
as we're being broadcast all over the world, that you are worthy to be honored and glorified.
Oh,
we love
you, Lord.
Father.
Thank you. See, it's so easy.
See, we're made for it.
Made for it. Created for that.
Do you know that sometimes, Clarice, where I've been feeling, you know, like sometimes you can feel a little bit low energy or something, and you start just honoring God, all of a sudden the strength comes
in. The strength comes
in.
Strengthen yourself with the joy of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, we're talking about get motivated and things that things people are doing in the world. I'll hear the speakers say, come on, get your energy up, get your energy up. And that they understand that in the natural realm, you know, now how do you do how they're going to less applaud, less do something like that. That's a natural energy that's up. But the supernatural energy, when God says, oh, God hears God in the earth. You know, God's out looking for God.
Right.
And so when he, and I know that confuses people sometimes, but the God that is in you, saluting the eternal Father, God
exactly.
Creator. And then you say, well, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. Then if you don't know what to say and what to do, that's when you begin to pray in tongues. You begin to just release that joy and that hope in you. That brings honor to God. And it does not diminish you to give that
Here's
away.
Here's another little key. If you don't know, you know, if you don't know what to say or how to express that, this big word, hallelujah, it is such an eternal word, and it's the same in every language, hallelujah. And the Lord spoke to me years ago when I was struggling with something. I was going through a difficult time, and he said, Patricia, if you can just find your hallelujah, just find your hallelujah.
Oh, my.
And I started to be so touched by that because I thought, Lord, that's the honor of you. That's the praise of you. And I thought, I can find my hallelujah in the midst of this. And I started to just say it, hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it just lifted up this honor and praise unto God. And then before I knew it, the problem seemed so ridiculously small. It had no more power because that honor of God
just
in
power
that one
out
word.
Of it. Right,
so if you don't
right.
even know where to start, just find your hallelujah.
Well, it, you know, when we're talking like that, and I just feel the presence of God wanting to direct the people that as we are sitting right here, you need to find your hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to find your ability to honor God and just say, Lord, anything I've said or done, every thought, word, and action that did not come from God, that I've yielded myself to, that I've gossiped, I've murmured, I've complained, I've found fault. You know, many times people in the midst of being tried with sickness or weakness of any kind, you know, why did this happen? You know, back off of that and just begin to say, I trust you. I just trust you, God, and just let, I trust you with it. I know you love me. I know you're doing good for me. That gives God honor. They said, the devil, you did the best you could, but you lost again. Ha, ha, ha.
Thank you, Father.
The joy of the Lord lives in me.
You know, I'm getting a word of knowledge just spinning off of this right now. There's someone right now, you're watching this program, and you are in so much pain right now. You're suffering in your body. And you're thinking, I don't know what to do. I'm in so much pain. And I feel like the Lord's saying, if you can just find your hallelujah, just start just finding your hallelujah. He has so much compassion for you. And we don't know all the answers or, you know, we don't know all the dynamics that we need to know maybe right now. But one thing we do know, that when we honor God, He will lift you up in your heart. Just find your hallelujah. I feel like there's going to be breakthrough for you.
Yes,
compassion
yes.
is going to come to you as you find your hallelujah.
Oh, and Father, in the authority of the name of Jesus, the spirit of rebellion that comes to dishonor the word and the ways of God, we just take authority of the airwaves right now in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, it's like a nasty virus. It's contagious. And those that are in positions of leadership and authority that are in the media, and they're saying terrible things and releasing those clouds of just negativity, we wash it away with the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the word of God. Lord, we thank you for showers of blessing. We thank you for honor just coming where people say, I don't want to hear that anymore. I bind that nasty spirit of rebellion in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and
Father,
we choose to honor you, Lord. You are worthy to receive honor and power and glory. Worthy is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Ooh, Lord, we thank you right now that this program has the sperm of God in it to cause the reproduction of the life of Christ in our life, and that our countenance will change, our conversation will change. And Lord, that we can be, we don't have to be religious to open our mouth, that vain and insincere words will not have the power to come out of our mouth, that we will put a guard over there.
Amen.
Help us to remember to say things that are wonderful.
I'm just getting a word of knowledge for someone too. You have a son who has been dishonoring you. And it's really hurt you, because when you were younger, you and him used to be so close. And now that he's growing older, he's showing dishonor and you haven't known what to do. And I just see that it's been heart-wrenching for you. I feel like the Lord's saying this: if you will just rise up and start honoring God and saying, God, I'm going to sow honor into you. I'm going to sow honor into my parents or my leaders. I'm just going to intentionally sow honor. That if you do it with intentionality, honor is going to come rising up inside of your son. You can definitely pray against the dishonor. You can ask God to forgive him for that dishonor. Those things are all really good. But what's going to be the breaking point is for you to intentionally sow honor. And if you have ever dishonored anyone in authority or whatever, just ask the Lord to forgive you and maybe write them a note of appreciation and let them know how much you do honor them in that. And that might clear the way as well. But there's going to be a turnaround in your family, and you and your son are to have a wonderful relationship all your days. And I believe that honor is going to be restored in this relationship.
That's so exciting. And you know, we are living in a time where we're finding, you know, I travel a lot like you do, and that we'll get on these little trains that take us to the other place, and they'll say, hold on, and they have seats for the elderly.
Right.
And I'll see people come in that are on canes or things like that, and young men particularly would just go over there and sit down and just spread out like, you know, they have no awareness of there, and the rest of us are hanging on to a pole going around and around over there. And I said, Lord, help me not to make a judgment that's negative, but to release upon them the antidote to the Antichrist spirit. And it's ignorance, it's blindness that's caused people to do that. Mm-hmm. And that we who have been enlightened, it's a decision. It's a decision. You can groan or moan or find fault at any particular time. And I think we've said it before, need to say it again. A fault line is where earthquakes take place, you know, in the natural.
Right.
And if you're a person that just finds fault with everything, pour the healing balm of Gilead on those negative things and make a choice.
Yep.
Make a choice to say, my countenance, my conversation, I'm going to walk in honor.
I've got an idea. Let's start an honor revolution.
I love it.
You know, you can start right now. Let's tell all of our friends, those around us, to start honoring each other. And even, you know, and encourage each other. Maybe wake up one morning and say, Lord, give me 10 people that I can honor with intentionality. And start releasing into the spirit a new level of honor. And talk to your friends and say, hey, this is what I do every day. Let's look for 10 people that we can honor with intentionality every single single day and see about...
That's why God made Facebook.
But creating a... And you know what? On Facebook, there's so much dishonor.
Oh, yeah.
But we can turn it around with intentionality, honoring those that God will put on our heart to honor. It's awesome. We have to wrap up right now, but we're going to pray for honor to fill you right now and to fill your whole household, and that you will receive the benefits of honor. So in Jesus' name, I bless you. I bless you with his honor, that you will be filled with it and with the benefits of honor, that you will be connected to his heart in honor. And above all, remember this. God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. Now go out and love someone else. Even right now, just get off this program, give someone a phone call, and love and honor them. We'll see you next time. God tonight is commissioning you with a mantle. This company of women is going to be raised up and seen in the earth, and you will be marked.
You're about to experience the fire of God in a purifying way.
God is empowering women with innovative abilities and vision for an unprecedented global movement.
All of the earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the living God.
To ignite faith and destiny across the globe.
God is looking for some people who will say, God, I am ready. He is looking for you.
Join Patricia King, Heidi Baker, Stacy Campbell, Barbara Garlington, Iverna Tompkins, Clarice Fluitt, Pat Francis, Joan Hunter, Katie Souza, founder James Gall, and a special word from Joy Dawson for this worldwide event to impart, commission, equip, and empower women on the front line.
Is there anyone here tonight that identifies with this great company of women?
Now is the time. Take your place. Register today, May 26th through May 28th, 2016. Scottsdale, Arizona. Men are always welcome. Rise up. Unite. Become a woman on the front lines.
God has a plan to set the nations in order. And you're part of that plan.
Draw your sword. I say you have fought too long with the shield of faith. Now draw the sword and enforce the word.
Is there anyone in this house tonight that is willing to take up the mantle? Is there anyone who's willing to say, yes, I will take it?